Well, good morning, Dave, and good morning, X-Phil, new in at Sundance Books and Music. We're going to start off with a beautifully designed children's board book called Edible Numbers, Count, Learn, Eat by Jennifer Vogel-Bass. This is a very well designed, lovely color, fruits and vegetables. It's laid out in as an expected counting book. And at the end, of course, you can do summaries of the numbers and counting as well as the vegetables and fruits. Really nicely done. We have the latest by Mark Adams. It's called Meet Me in Atlantis, Across Three Continents in Search of the Legendary Sunken City. Mark Adams is the author of Turn Right at Machu Picchu, a fantastic book, adventure travel book. And in this one, he's investigating, of course, Atlantis. And he discovered, strangely enough, that everything we know about the lost city Atlantis comes from the work of one man, the Greek philosopher Plato. And the second strange discovery he has found is that amateur explorers are still actively searching for the lost city all around the world, and entirely based on the clues that Plato left behind. So, Meet Me in Atlantis is out, and that is out in paperback now. A very lovely book, touching book, thought-provoking book out called The Ukrainian and the Russian Notebooks, Life and Death Under Soviet Rule by the graphic artist Igort. In this collection, which, by the way, has won a number of national comic book festival awards, the artist spent 2 years in the Ukraine and Russia collecting stories of the survivors and witnesses of Soviet rule, and masterfully has illustrated and created narrative that examines the Ukrainian famine and the assassination of Russian journalists. So that is out, The Ukrainian and the Russian Notebooks. We have The Regional Office is Under Attack by Manuel Gonzalez. As Jess Walter says on the cover, read it. This is the first novel by a young author. It is fantastic. It's quirky. It crosses genres. And in a world beset by amassing forces of darkness, there's one organization, The Regional Office, and its coterie of superpowered female assassins that protect the globe from annihilation. And at the helm is the mysterious Omemi and her crew of soothsaying oracles who seek out new recruits and root out evil plots. The whole spin of the book, of course, is now the regional office itself is under attack. So, The Regional Office is Under Attack by Manuel Gonzalez. And we have part of our celebration this Saturday of Independent Bookstore Day, which is celebrated throughout the country, where we're going to have all kinds of, we'll have author events and book items that are one-offs just for this day. That means major publishers throughout the country have produced content that is unique to the book business that will only be available that day. And one of the books that we're really big on for this day is Rad American Women A to Z. And this is like all A to Z books. This one is illustrates the alphabet, but instead of reading A is for Apple, it's A is for Angela, as in Angela Davis, the iconic political activist. B is for Billie Jean King, who shattered the glass ceiling of sports. C is for Carol Burnett, who defied assumptions about women in comedy, and on it goes, spanning several centuries, multiple professions, 26 diverse women. It's a very cool book for kids and adults alike, and that you can encounter this Saturday at Independent Bookstore Day. And last but absolutely not least, tomorrow night we're having a poetry reading and signing with Joe Crowley for the launch of his first collection of poetry called Hats Off to the Cap. And that's what we have new in at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.